Welcome to another Dysfunctional Podcast. This is Jesus Figueroa at DysfunctionalOrDysfunctional.com. And today I have an interview I did with international singer, actor, rapper, dancer, and physical trainer, Jesse Medellis. Medellis recently released his single, En El Aire.
Give me a little background on the musical En El Aire.
Yeah, the song En El Aire, I recorded it with producer ANXL Cover. He does like a lot of Don Omar's music, a lot of big artists. And the whole thing with En El Aire is I had two singles before, and I wanted to create a new sound, something that was more my Latin roots, and I wanted something that relates to me 100%. At the same time, I wanted to create a Matrix feel type of song, because I do a lot of acting. Mm-hmm. So when I went in the studio with Alcava, it was like super magical. It was like we wrote the song and pretty much recorded it like in a few hours only. The chemistry was so strong between us, and it just flowed. And when it comes to the music video and all that, I have that whole mentality of the acting background, so I like to put the whole my acting to make them like mini movies, just to make them really entertaining. Because I also like to be known as an entertainer, and so that's the whole thing within the life that I created, the whole concept of it.
Since you wanted to change your sound a little, what inspired that? What made you want to be more Latino?
Well, you know that all my music, it's always been reggaeton, and even the one I had was the reggaeton with the Indian fusion. So it's always been with my Latino roots, because soy Mexicano-Americano. And I wanted something that I still feel with the first two songs, it wasn't 100% Jesse. It was like 80% that I was finding who I was. I felt like an enlightened. Defines who I am as an artist and being true to myself, especially the kid that grew up in La de las Tejas, in Las Labores, La Cebolla, Melon, and working in the field and stuff like that. It's something that related to a lot of my upbringing. I used to dance a lot to Tejano, to cumbias, to everything. When I did this whole reggaeton, whenever I did this whole En El Aire, I wanted to, when I was without cover, I wanted to create something that I felt was going to be 100% right for me. And we did. As soon as he put this idea on the piano, the chemistry just flowed, and it was amazing between us. So it kind of fell angelically, because he's such an epic producer, and he really understood my artistry.
Yeah, as a dancer, as an actor, as a musician, how do you keep all these things in balance?
You know that for me, it's like I never took acting, dancing classes, a lot of this stuff when I was a kid, because I couldn't afford it, and I grew up in the streets. But I want to inspire Latinos that if you put hard work into something, and you put your time and effort, you could do anything you want to do. So one of my biggest things is that I'm such a perfectionist with myself, because my upbringing growing up in the streets, it's like the way my abuelita taught me that she raised me up was, anything you believe you can achieve, or anything you dream, you can achieve also. And that's the whole thing that for me, a lot of people would tell me, to be a dancer, you need to have done it since you was a really small kid, so you can't do that, or you can't do this. And I've always been a person, well, why? If you put your hard work into something, you can do whatever your heart wants you to do, and your mind. It's all about believing yourself, and I do believe everybody's a star. It's about finding that inner star that's within yourself. So, for me, that's just a whole mental thing I go by. I go by, no matter what happens in life, if you put hard work, and a lot of the Latinos, too, and anybody, if you put hard work into something, you can accomplish anything. So, I don't want to be a role model to people. I want to be an inspiration. I want my story to inspire them, and my tough upbringing to help others, because when I was growing up, I didn't have none of that. So as an artist, I want to be an artist of the people.
And now that you've kind of found your voice a little bit more, what's next for you? What is going to continue moving you forward?
What is next for me? Well, I'm an independent artist, so from my wardrobe and everything, my life is spontaneous, because I'm involved in the whole production through everything, casting and everything. My whole thing is I finished the High School Nation tour, and I'm right now, like, I just did an event for Pico Rivera of helping out, like, a lot of the youth. that had upbringings like myself, because it had reached out to me. I want to just continue moving forward in my journey and bring in right people to the team. But I am independent, so my life is kind of spontaneous. There's a lot of stuff that I have in mind. I have my next single that I recorded also with Mad Music. They did like the Maluma song, La Temperatura and Carnaval. So I'm just like my abuelita say, you gotta hustle. If you want something, you gotta hustle. So that's what I've been doing now. So there's a lot of amazing things that are gonna happen, and I'm grateful.
Find out more about Jesse Medeles at jessemedeles.com. Check out more of my stuff on dysfunctional.com. Check out more of my interviews at audioboom.com/channel/dysfunctional or subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Follow me on social media at dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and dysfunctional on Snapchat.